The Torah teaches us in this week's parsha that incredible, momentous moment when Yosef and Binyamin finally meet. And the pasuk says, "Vayipal atzavri Binyamin achiv v'yevch u'Binyamin boch al tzavarov." And Rashi teaches us, "Vayipal atzavri Binyamin achiv v'yevch al shnei mikdashos asidin lias b'chelkos shebinyamin." Yosef, as he met Binyamin, wept about the two batei mikdash that will be in the shir of Binyamin and Eretz Yisrael, the Seif and Charavan will be destroyed. Ubinyamin bochal tzavarov a mishkan shila shasalias bechelkus shel Yosef, on the mishkan shila which will be built in Yosef's territory, the Seif and Charav. We learn from this Rashi, from this Medrash, an incredibly important lesson, says Rav Chaim Moshe Katz, that tells the Rosh Yeshiva. We see the difference between regular people and great people. Regular people, two brothers who have been separated for so many years, and finally they get to reunite. What would they be thinking about? What would they be talking about? So much to catch up on. That's not what happened when Yosef and Binyamin met. The moment that Yosef and Binyamin met, they were as great leaders of Klal Yisrael and great members of Klal Yisrael. Their focus was only about, what do we think about at this moment? We think about Klal Yisrael. We think about the eternity of Klal Yisrael. We think about what will be the future of Klal Yisrael. And we push our parochial consideration to the side. And the Ksav Sofer takes this one step further. He says, we know the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Tesla Mabeis teaches us Migdash Rishon b'nei Macharev. Why was the base of Migdash Rishon destroyed? B'nei Shlosh Devarim Shehoyah Bo. Because there were three sins that they were violating. Avoid the Zarva Gilai Rayas v'Shvichas Tomim. Avod Migdash Sheni, the base of Migdash Sheni, Shayosk B'Torah Mitzvahs G'milas Chassadim, where they were learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and doing chesed, Neima Chorev. Why was it destroyed? Only because of sinas chinam. Lalam d'chashishkula sinas chinam, to teach us that the avera of sinas chinam, of hating one Jew, k'neged one Jew hating the other Jew, is equivalent k'neged sholosh averus to the most serious averus of a desar gilarais v'shvichas damim. Says the Ksav Sofer, all the brothers had unfortunately demonstrated jealousy of Yosef, hatred of Yosef, selling Yosef. Only two brothers had never demonstrated that type of relationship. And that was with Yosef and Binyamin. And because Yosef and Binyamin were the two brothers that act in that way, we see that the Beis HaMikdash cannot deal with sinas chinam. The Beis HaMikdash cannot exist if there's sinas chinam. And therefore, only Yosef and Binyamin could have the Beis HaMikdash built in their territory. Because the Avera of sinas chinam, explains the Ksav Sofer, Amar quotes a Medrash in Shmishle, Amar Yudalei Nimsa Arugim Lamalchus. Through our generations, we know on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, we speak about the Sarei Rugei Malchus, the people, the great leaders of Klal Yisrael who were slaughtered. Lo Nimsra Rugei Malchus Ela Al Michrosha Shel Yosef. They were punished because of the Avera of Yosef. Amar Rab Avin have a Maima Asara. There are Sarei Rugei Malchus, Asara called Dor V'Dor. He says something incredible. Every generation, 10 great tzaddikim pass away, because that Avera is still here. And I think what he means to say is that the Asur Aruge Malchus that are killed every year are killed as a kapara for the Achet of Mechiras Yosef, and are killed because we still haven't repaired that Chet. And I saw that the Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Rebbe makes a very interesting point in the Rashi that we began. It's not just that Yosef Binyamin, who now, according to the Ksav Sofer, recognized that they were deserving that the Mishkan, Shiloh, and the Beis Hamikdash should be built in their territory because they were innocent of the very of Sinas Chinam. But they demonstrated at this moment that they each cared more about the other one than they cared about themselves. He says, look at the words of Rashi. Yosef cried in the Beit HaMikdash that will be in Binyamin's territory and will be destroyed. And what did Binyamin cry about? He didn't cry about his loss. He cried about Yosef's loss. A Mishkan Shiloh she'asa liyos b'chelkei shel Yosef. And the Mishkan Shiloh, which is going to be in Yosef's territory, the Sofer L'Charev. Not only that they showed that they were innocent of any sinas chinam, they showed that they were just the opposite. They weren't worried about themselves as much as they were worried about their brother. And he goes on to say, we know that when Yosef ultimately revealed himself to his brothers and told his brothers to go back to Eretz Yisrael and bring Yaakov Avinu and his children, the Pasuk says, Al Tirgazu Bederech. And many shot him, and what Al Tirgazu Bederech, the Gemara says, Al Tasku Bedvar Elocha, he says, what would happen is that as they were traveling home, everybody would start saying, my derech, my avodas Hashem is the right way. My nusach is the right nusach to daven. My menhagim are the right menhagim to follow. And Yosef said, we've learned the lesson of what happens when there's sinas chinam. When sinas chinam happens, a brother is sold, and a brother is separated from his family for 22 years. So he begs his brothers, Al tirgazu b'derech, don't act that way. Don't become involved again. B'derech, that my derech is the right way. Every derech is the right way. And the Chasam Sofer says that there are 12 sha'arim, 12 gates, how we towards Shamayim. Why are there 12 gates to the Shemayim? Why is one entrance not adequate? He says, because every derech, every shevet, represents a different style and a different derech in Avodas Hashem. And Arizal is teaching us that every derech is the proper derech. And every derech has its own shar, how to reach Shemayim. And it was most appropriate that this should be the midah, the way that Yosef and Binyamin behaved, because they learned that from their mother Rachel, who in order not to embarrass her sister Leah, was ready to give up her husband Yaakov. And not only was she ready to give up her husband Yaakov, remember the Medrash teaches us that she laid under the bed to make sure that Leah should not be embarrassed on the night of a chuppah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I remember the way Rachel Imenu behaved, says the Medrash Miyad, Nizgalgul Rachmas al Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis. V'omar, B'shilcha Rachel, Ani Machses Yisrael Mekoymam. Because of you, Rachel, because of this type of behavior, Klal Yisrael will be Zoicha to come out of the Golas. Ha'udik Siv, Kol Koyama Hashem, Kol Barama Nishma, Nahi Bechi Samrurim, Rachel Mavaka Abanea, Rachel cries for her children, Mi Ona Linochem Abanea Kienenu, she refuses to get consoled, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to her, Koyama Hashem, Meni Koylech Mi Bechi, Veinayich Mi Demo, Kiyeh Sochel Pelaseich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Rachel, Klal Yisrael will have a Yeshua because of the way you acted. Siv, v'yesh tikva le'eruch riseich, num Hashem, v'shova bonim le'gvulam. And that's why the Medrash says, ein zara shel Esav, the children, the descendants of Esav, noifel el b'yad b'nar shel Rachel. Only Rachel's children will be able to prevail over Esav. We know Esav represents Amalek. Esav represents the Golos that we're in, the Golos Roimi. Why? Because Esav represents the opposite of Shalom. Esav is the Soinei Shalom. Esav is the one that could not coexist with his brother. And Yosef and Binyamin, the Bnei Shel Rachel, who we just learned are the people who represent Shalom, will be the those Shalom, and those that act with Shalom, and those that live their lives with Shalom, are the ones that are able to prevail against our greatest enemy, Esav, against Edom, against Rome, against Amalek. Because Shalom is what the Beis HaMikdash represents. Shalom is where the Shekhinah is. And with the Shekhinah, there's Kedusha. And with this Kedusha, it's able to overcome the Tumah represented by Esav. Learning the lesson of Shalom, Yosef Binyamin, as they met each other after all these years, remember that the lesson we always need to remember is the lesson of Shalom, with which we have all the bracha. L'motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha ela HaShalom.